Chapter 13. The Secret of Oliver's Identity.
That night, a carriage arrived at Mr. Brownlow's house. Two men got out. They pulled another man out of the carriage, a tall, dark man. He protested, but they pushed him into the house. The two men worked for Mr. Brownlow. The tall, dark man was Monks. Mr. Brownlow waited for him inside the house.
Who are you? Why did you bring me here?
I want to talk to you about your brother.
Brother? I have no brother.
Listen to me. I was your father's friend. I know who you are. You call yourself Monks, but your real name is Edward Leaford. Your father's marriage to your mother was unhappy. After you were born, they separated. Some years later, he fell in love with a young woman. They wanted to go away together and marry, but your father suddenly died. The poor young woman was expecting a baby. She was alone and had no money. She went to the workhouse where the baby was born. The young woman's name was Agnes, and her baby was Oliver Twist, your half-brother.
Before he died, Oliver's father went to visit his friend, Mr. Brownlow. He gave him a picture of the woman he loved. Mr. Brownlow kept this picture. After his friend's death, he tried to find the young woman to help her. But it was impossible. She disappeared completely. It was a strange coincidence that 12 years later, Mr. Brownlow met Oliver and took him home. He saw that Oliver looked like the young woman in the picture, but he did not realize that Oliver was, in fact, the woman's son. Now Mr. Brownlow knew who Oliver was. And he also knew why Monks hated him. Their father was a rich man when he died. He left a will. Half of his money was for Monks. The other half was for his second child, who was not born at the time. But Monks and his mother wanted everything.
Your mother burned the will, and now you want to destroy Oliver.
You cannot prove that.
Mr. Grimwig came in.
Mr. Bumble is here, and there is good news from the police. They have found the murderer's dog. They will soon catch him, and Fagin too.
Your game is nearly over, Monks. But if you give Oliver his share of the money, I will not tell the police about you. Now, where is this man, Bumble?
Good evening, sir. And how is dear little Oliver?
Mr. Bumble, do you know this man?
This man? No. Well, perhaps I met him. But I didn't do anything. He threw the ring into the river.
All right. I accept your offer. Oliver can have his share. But you must say nothing to the police.